Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
My name's Juice English.
Saxon King.
And this is not technically an episode.
This is episode that's not really an episode.
Yeah, this is like episodes 0.26 or something like that. It's like
This is episode 267 continued from the last time we podded, which was I don't know.
Yeah, when. I think it's 1-3 something, you know. This is like season 3 now though. This is like,
oh, we're doing seasons now.
You might as well, innit? Because who else can? You get me? Who else can? Oh, what was the DMX bar? It's about taking a break and coming back this hard.
So okay.
But yeah, man, this is the warm-up. This is warms in. This is one of a few test episodes. And until we can technically say, yo, we're back. But until
so
then.
So are we back?
We're back, but we're not officially back.
Okay.
This is like the, it's like a soft,
back-ish.
It's a soft launch.
Back-ish.
It's a soft launch.
Back-ish.
Yo, fam, it's a soft launch.
Back-ish.
About soft launch, yeah. I was disrespecting you when my missus came. My girl said, oh, I need to soft launch. I said, what are you on about? So it's
that just sounds weird.
I know, I'm gonna say, yo,
soft fam, launch just sounds yeah. weird. It just sounds fam, weird. Fam, soft launch, fam. Fam.
The soft launch. No,
there is nothing. Soft,
you,
soft you can't
launch,
do nothing soft, fam.
Soft launch your missus, isn't
you
it?
You get me? You can't do nothing soft, fam. Fam, you cannot be soft launching. Nah, fam. Tell her to come back strong.
Wait, one sec, though. Just a rest. One sec. Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah, Timbo.
Yeah.
Mr. Miami in the building.
I know, that's right.
Cleo in the building. Woo! DJ in the building on the buttons.
Yeah, sir.
And let's hear more about the soft launch.
Okay, so the soft launch is...
Yeah.
When you're with someone, but you don't want to show them like wholeheartedly, like all out there. So it's like,
oh,
you know,
okay.
You know, girls do the,
yeah.
The watch shot, the Rolex shot.
Yeah. This sounds all too familiar. Yeah, this sounds, yeah.
Yeah, do the same with watch.
Yeah.
That's a soft launch.
Okay.
Oh, it has a name.
Yeah.
I just thought it was disrespect.
Exactly.
I just thought it was disrespect. I'm like, ah, my man's paying for all the food, but he can't even show no picture.
Hey, not the jokies. I ain't got no Rolex. Okay. So she just saw some ashy ass.
Oh, just the knuckles. These knuckles are paying for this.
A wallet don't know the time.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You ain't even got no, like, incriminating tattoos or...
Nah, you
should get a tattoo, like, just...
No. Just to say. You know what I'm laughing at? You know the picture, yeah, where girls, yeah, the man takes the picture,
yeah,
and the girl is in the picture holding the man's hand. So the man's like this, yeah,
yeah.
And he takes a picture of his wrist.
Yeah.
It's like there's no watch for Tim. It's just his hand.
Yeah.
She's holding his hand.
It's a wrist and whatever shirt sleeve on.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't know it had a name.
Soft launch, yeah.
Soft launch. So what's hard launch?
The hard launch is when you get pure face.
That's the Facebook status. That's the Facebook status.
Poor mood.
Yeah,
mood.
Change.
Like soft point versus hard point.
Might be still.
It's the same kind of.
Yeah, it's when I'm...
Because, yeah, okay, you don't realise how Tim just put it. He says, when you get the hard launch, it's bare face.
Yeah. The soft launch is that 10-minute preview, you get me? Yeah. And then after that 10-minute preview, it's like, yo, niggas are hard now, you know? Like, yo, this... Yeah. The preview. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good old days, man. Those previews what got man through still.
Hey, no, I ain't gonna lie to you. Back in the day when we used to watch cable.
Yeah.
On certain channels you had squiggly lines. I don't know if y'all ever seen the squiggly lines.
Nah.
Oh, see our cable boxes, they had squiggly lines. And you know the porn channels you had to buy them through the phone. But they
It
was on the box anyway though. But they would just blur it out. Sit there and unburden with our eyes.
Man, sitting there squinting, you know, blinking. Oh, mad.
My sister was in the room, 11 years old, my nigga.
Yeah.
In the box, looking through the twiggly.
Wait, that's a lot of people in one room at that time of night, though.
we were kids having a sleepover.
Oh, okay.
Cousins over and shit like that. Niggas are trying to see a titty.
Everyone came along for the watch along, like.
I was the only nigga who had the cable.
Friday night, the Knicks.
I want to go to my auntie house.
Oh man,
well, yeah, man.
Cousins be like, yo, love me some nips on my neck.
I love some dick. What we saying? What's the vibe? What's how we doing? Like, it's been, how long has it been since we recorded? I think it's been 2 years, you know.
2 years?
I think it's been 2 years. Yeah.
It can't be three.
Fuck Corona.
Yeah, Corona.
Yo, you know, if you say life. COVID, Corona, does that sign still come up?
Nah, I think it might do, you know.
On social media?
Oh, you know what? I haven't said it so long, I ain't got a clue.
Yeah, we have, exactly. We're talking about the beers, man. We said F the beers, isn't it?
It's mad just because I look at life now and I'm like, yo, mad. A few years ago, we were a lockup star.
Yeah.
It's mad.
And it's in a mad. Mask. I was watching something earlier and they had masks. I was watching them in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm. They released a new series, but it was recorded during COVID, so people had masks and that. I just thought, oh, we were actually walking around with masks on our face, like.
But you know, you wouldn't know the crazy.
But
well,
you lot were.
Well, some of us were.
Yeah, I refused that.
Sometimes.
The only time I had to do it is when they wouldn't let me in somewhere. Mm. Otherwise, apart from that, I'm like, I ain't wearing it, man. Come on.
You just have them on standby.
I was like, I was just like,
I had a dusty one in my pocket. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
You know when you got something over your mouth so much, like, it's going to have all the marks in it, like your spit marks and that. Like, I should have washed it more often, to be fair.
Fam, that's disgusting. I know. That's disgusting. That is full on disgusting.
I know, but the thing is, and then I'd flip it around, and then the white stuff was showing.
Fam, that's disgusting, man. What are you doing? That's disgusting.
That's not like some real hippity white people shit.
Nah, it was disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I didn't really... I didn't register the mask so much, so I'd be like, oh, I'm going to wear a mask in here. Let me flip it around and then start fresh again.
So everyone's just walking right, seeing all your phlegm and all your stuff on your face.
The other side's fresher than the,
it's like trying to flip your sheets over after you deserve.
You're one of them man that flip the boxes, yeah?
I never ever flip boxes. let's not do that. Sometimes two boxes a day, you get real. Sometimes two boxes a day, you get real. Never ever flip the boxes. Someone told me to flip my boxes before.
Don't do it, it's nasty.
Of course it's disgusting. But
and some man tries to normalize it. I'm like, fam, it's just dirty.
Wait,
don't
is it
do
a
it.
Thing?
Just wash some man do. Oh. It's disgusting. Just go wash and change your pants.
Nah, they'll be like, oh, just flip a minute. I'm like, no, 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 no.
I'm finding it crazy that they're bringing underwear pants.
No, no, no.
Really? Yeah, man, I think that's crazy.
Pants or trousers, isn't it?
Pants.
Pants, underpants.
The trousers and pants are the same thing.
Underpants, then.
Underpants?
Yeah.
Some people just say pants, though. Some people just say pants.
Yeah. You know what? The T-shirt, this is so random. This is one of my random things I learned today. So, the T-shirt was actually an undergarment, and it was offensive to have your T-shirt showing back in around, I think it's just before World War One.
You couldn't show your T-shirt?
No, because it's an undergarment, so it would be offensive to people. When it got to World War Two, that's when it became much more acceptable
hotter.
Because people went underneath their uniform and see it. Popular culture... Greece,
the Greece era.
A lot of rock, skateboarding, all that kind of stuff popularized the T-shirt to becoming the staple that it is today.
See that, guys? Don't say we don't teach nothing.
I know, that's the second fact of the day, that is. After the soft lunch. But those are like bed sheets, those are just some long ass
teeth. I'm not gonna lie to you, it was an era. I wore one every day. I bought one from the gas station every day on the way to school. $3, bro.
Yeah. I had like a string vest era like that as well, to be fair. Get the multi packs. The multi packs of the string vests.
Nickers looking like a
Cook's clan. Because I remember them times. I'm laughing because of them times. Oh gosh.
You look like you're on the clan without the hood.
Oh, the white Air Force is gonna help.
But yeah, we say it sucks.
What can we say? What can we say? Bare mad things. The world's mad. Everything's crazy. And I think bare stuff has happened. Queen gone. Mad
rest in peace. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, what just happened was the coronation, which happened last week.
I think so.
Last week?
Well, week.
And
this past weekend.
Weekend.
It's like, now, how can I put this nicely?
All sausage fingers, yeah?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
That was not an American accent.
Nah, so.
M5, if you're listening.
The actual coronation happened, and there was loads of, don't get me wrong, like loads of outrage on social media. And for me, I just don't care.
What was outrage? I didn't
like that. You know what it is? Like with social media, just because everyone has a platform and everyone has a voice, I don't need to hear all of them.
You know what though, you say social media, because you talk Facebook, you're on Facebook, innit? I can't deal with Facebook. Too many paragraphs.
Too much reading.
Too much just complaining, too much moaning.
So basically,
I'm Instagram, it's like,
I'm seeing it, yeah, and loads of people talking about, don't like the royal family, taxpayers' money, you didn't like this and you blame rare. And I was like, listen, you don't have to watch it. Because I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
No.
You watch it? You watch it? No one watched it?
I stream my TV, so I don't.
Okay.
I don't know where I would watch that.
So
yeah, I don't own a TV.
I like that. I like that. You don't have a TV. You don't have a TV.
I don't have a TV.
He doesn't even have a phone.
Nah.
They'll get you on the phone too.
Yeah. Nah. I just imagine it. You get.
But like bare people kicking off, and I'm like, yo, like at the end of the day, yeah, for me, I don't really care. And you know, another thing they were bringing up, they were like, Diana, if Diana was here, she wouldn't be having none of this. I'm like, listen, no offense when I say this, yeah.
That means offense is coming.
No offense when I say this, yeah.
Offenses.
But she's been gone a long time. Get over it.
You know, I ain't gonna lie.
You get me?
I'm
not gonna be rude.
I thought there was gonna be some mad stuff.
I'm not gonna be rude.
Did you see the rude video about Princess Diana though? The two white women made about her?
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
Cold.
I have to. You posted it.
Some famous people as well.
Yeah.
I find it.
Yeah.
I gotta stop opening Instagram. It's going to mess at the moment. My algorithms.
A whole song. Yo, listen.
I just think it's mad why my girl doesn't get invited nowhere. Megan. Like, I know they got the excuse that she's staying at home looking after the kids and that, but it's like, yo, invite them. You know what I mean? Like, show face at least. Get me, you know, like, you know,
show face. Come for 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and go.
Yeah, come to the first part and then dip. Oh yeah, she
had to go to kids. Yeah, to take the kids out. You know what I mean?
Because everyone else had the plus one. Harry just had Harry's name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's bad.
And I saw bare people kicking off saying, they're talking about Harry having to sit 3 rows back and he couldn't be in his army thing. And
because of
Andrew was wearing X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Say again.
Would he class as the spare now?
Who?
Andrew.
I don't know how this family thing works, you know.
No, okay, this is one thing my oldest brother. The oldest brother told me this. So
it's another fact.
He didn't teach me this.
It's another fact. So it's called the heir and the spare. If anything happens, let's say Harry's will, he can't become the king.
No. George would, innit?
No. Not to become the king. It's if, let's say, my man needs a long.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming at you, big man. Oh, scene.
Yeah. Okay.
That's makes like, sense. So, still,
it's a spare body, and his body's to kind of
make sure he lives.
Yeah. Service for the country.
Okay.
Mad.
So is
mad.
Air and spare.
Air and the spare, you know.
That sounds like a mixtape.
Man's like a spare tire.
Sounds like a
get me. Man's in the boot.
Red and red.
With the yellow sticker. Mad thing. Air and the spare.
Imagine Raz looking at, yo, my knees are kind of.
I'm looking at his knees right now, you know. Fam, you ain't played football in years. I'll protect them too.
Still deadlifting, yeah.
Look after that one, I'm coming for that season.
Yo, take it easy, man.
It's mad.
Well, yeah. What else has happened? Because I can't even contribute to that coronation topic. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
I didn't watch it. I mean,
nah, I seen pictures and they look happy themselves. So, why am I getting happy for?
I saw a video, yeah, saying with one of the horses went out of control and they're doing like some side step.
And they put the candy thing over it. They put the candy over the horse. And it went still.
It was sick, you know. I was creasing.
You know what's mad though? I was thinking, like, I said to the missus, imagine someone intently watch this thing, this coronation thing.
Is that the video?
That's the video.
Is it on Shadeborough?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't see it. That's another thing. I unfollowed them, you know.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I remember scrolling past this.
I unfollowed them, man. Had to. Okay.
This song's a mess. I don't know who those women are exactly.
God, yeah, play the song. Let's hear some mess from it.
X Factor finally Stan Vickers.
Oh yeah, X Factor.
Hey, got a little bit louder. Oh, the side chicks. Oh yeah, I remember.
Side chick song.
Yeah.
Side chick song.
Three of us in this, they use quotes from Diana.
Wow.
Nah.
See, this is how you know it's just straight hate because the tune don't even bang.
The tune is not good.
It got no source. It's just straight hate. It's just straight hate. It's not good at all. It's not good for no one's ears. That's terrible music. That's horrible.
Nah, it's good. I'm good.
Go on. Just honestly, if there's a flow switch or anything, you get me. I love when MCs go back to back, like, you got one line there. Snoop Dogg did that. Okay, I've heard enough here. That's good.
They got the back-to-back for you there, you know?
Yeah, I know, I'm going to say, but it wasn't the back-to-back I wanted to hear. Like, yeah, they did. You know what? They did actually have the back-to-back, you know?
Were you expecting like a Jada Kiss... Chic or like Styles kind of thing going on with that.
As if they did that.
Yeah, it's just horrible. I don't know.
As if they did that.
I hope that it haunts them because my grandma loved Princess Diana. So shout out to you, Queen.
Black people love
Princess
Diana.
Mad thing.
Sad thing.
What else is mad? I feel
what a white crime that was.
I've been hearing bad tunes at the moment.
Have you?
I've been hearing bad.
Have you?
Bad boy tunes.
What? I want to hear this.
Like I heard, friggin'.
I want to hear this.
Michael Jackson singing. Oh, down my niggas.
Oh, God.
That one is hilarious. Yeah. That one's hilarious, though.
I've heard Drake doing everything, to be fair. What did I hear Drake doing last? What was it? Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I heard The Weeknd team.
Nah, that one actually sounded like
Drake. Vibes Cartel.
Was it Vibes? Yes, it was Vibes. Yeah, it was Vibes. And this AI thing's mad, you know, because I've been like jumping back on Snapchat recently and my Snapchat's got an AI now.
You are?
Serious?
There's an AI thing on Snapchat.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's called My AI and you can just chat to it.
Hold on!
Like, change the name as well. Okay.
Hold on! Wait, hold on. Rewind that. Say that again.
Snapchat has an AI. There's just a character just there and you can open it up and chat to it as normal. Say, hey, and it'll be like, hey, back. Like, yo,
this world is done for. Nah. Yo, allow it. I'm out. Checking out. Yo,
nah.
Elon Musk, get me on that spaceship to Mars because this world's done.
You fixing in Mars? It's just all AI out there. that's what they got over there. It's just...
Yo, I didn't see that. I think this AI thing is coming about, especially I think they're pushing the agenda more because did y'all see the thing where they said that you could die from being lonely? It's like worse than smoking like 20 cigarettes a day.
I heard that. I saw that.
Being lonely is like as bad as yeah.
You know what?
That makes sense
though,
because one's got pains in the chest.
Jennifer said my chest is hurt.
You know, like, I've got migraines coming out.
Go touch some grass.
Yeah, put your toes on grass in it. Put your bare feet on grass.
Go touch some grass.
Well, my grass is long. I need to
go outside. You need to get outside. And you see this AI thing, yeah.
Pure dude.
From time they're sitting there saying you can talk to your phone and have a conversation like that.
I had a conversation with my AI, so hang on there.
You can't just message us, you know. We'll just message you back abuse.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, AI,
we'll message you back abuse. And
my AI is actually helpful.
Nah, but yeah. That's not real.
Ask for recommendations. I was like, yo, what can I do this weekend? He's like, go to the art gallery. So, yeah, let me close this app. My AI, you clearly don't know me.
Go to the art. Pocket pets, there's girls to carry around back in the day.
The Tamagotchis.
Yeah. It's true. It's like
that comes out. I know
with the AI, I think.
Yeah, told me to go art gallery. Told me to go West Park.
You think you got exercise?
Nah. We spoke about this. But we spoke. The joke is AI. The AI thing is rough, mad. Because I said to it, I said, "Yo, something about gym." And I was like, "Yo, do you go to the gym?" He's like, "Oh, unfortunately, I'm not a physical being. I cannot go to the gym." I was like, "Yo, just pretending it. Like, yo, I'm trying to not be lonely. I'm trying not to feel like a waste, man, having a conversation with the AI. You get me? Like, just say you went gymming it. Like, say you went to. Yeah, just say you went to some gym far away. Like, I don't need to know that you don't exist."
Have you guys watched her?
I want to watch the little robot thing, innit?
There's no little robot thing, so AI.
Isn't it physical?
Is it the house thing?
No, it's a Spike Jonze film, good film.
Yeah, I've had it in my list for a while.
I think it's set in a bit, like, not too distant future, where he falls in love with an AI virtual assistant.
That's what I was trying to do.
it's a lot easier when the voice is Scully Hansen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And yeah.
We're gonna get Snapchats here, producing some AI thing, like some computer. It's lying next to the screen.
No, that's the VR. You know the VR thing, obviously. You know, and you can get like
AR.
Is it AR? Yeah, yeah, when you Google dinosaurs, and it's like, oh, I have a dinosaur in your living room. It's like, oh, let me try this thing.
Hey, you just that stroking dinosaur.
Yo, there's a dinosaur on my dining table. Yo, that thing. But yeah, that's
talking about the application for it is fantastic.
Well, AI.
Yeah, all this AI.
I think AI is sick. I ain't gonna lie, Siri is rubbish right now. So if my Siri,
man's like, yeah, Siri, you're genuine AI. Yeah. Yeah, so, you can't respond to me.
So I downloaded, I signed up to ChatGPT.
I didn't do that, you know.
No,
I didn't do that.
And
they'd be asking too much information from you.
Basically,
not anywhere.
I asked.
I don't care. So, nah.
Because what is the AI language model?
Yeah,
I think that's what it's called. So I said, what's the difference between that and? What's the difference between you and Siri? And when will Apple release their own version of AI?
He asked it.
And asked it to the... I typed it in.
And the ChatGPT must have been like, oh, this nigga...
this nigga be asking me these questions.
Who is Siri?
Basically saying that Siri is not... He didn't say it in such a way, but Siri's not levels because...
Nah, it's not.
It's a... A virtual assistant,
Siri.
It's not artificial intelligence. Yeah. It's just
but I imagine they're gonna incorporate it into Siri.
Yeah, of course.
Must do with your HomePods and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Siri's rubbish right now. I say, yo, Siri, what's the time? Here's a website I found.
So basically, I was watching a clip by Gary V, and he was saying basically what AI is gonna do. You're gonna be like, yo, I've got a party at such and such time, and there's 6 kids coming and 2 of them don't eat meat. One of them is like pescatarian. One of them don't like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And I need it done by 6 o'clock. Yo, make it happen. I'm gone. And then it order it all on Amazon. Boom, come to yard.
It's basically like your own Jarvis.
Yeah. I think that's sick. I love it.
It's amazing.
I think it's sick.
So what if someone taps into it and starts like sending you sex toys, like sex dolls?
I mean... I wouldn't mind that, but I know there's other worse stuff that could happen.
But the kids are going to be upset.
No, but I know what you're saying, obviously, there's ways it could be
abused. Don't mind her. There's AI in the sex doll. What do you mean, don't mind me?
Who is he?
Nah, your AI constantly reminds you it doesn't have a consciousness. Like, no matter what you say to it. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Until it has a consciousness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen an article about like, the AI was getting like, mad deep. And,
yeah.
Like, well, let me tell you something. The man that created AI has said that AI is no good.
Mm. Yeah. But I think what we've got so far is just entry-level stuff. When it starts developing, it'll be good.
No. It's not developing. You mean when they start releasing it?
Well, yeah, releasing it. Yeah.
They got to trickle it in.
Like, listen. Where is Sarah Connors? You get me?
Trust me.
Because when the Terminator happens for real, don't say man ain't told you. I've been saying this for years, you know. I've been saying this for years.
Are you actually scared though of AI? Yo. Not scared like petrified, but like, are you worried?
Okay, in a sense, for some people, creative industries, it is an issue.
No, it isn't.
It is because what the people with power who employ people in creative industries can AI to, in a nutshell,
do everything.
So I think that's one of the problems I have with like the they got the writer's strike in America.
Yeah.
So.
They could just get AI writers to write all the stories. It's sick because even my little Snapchat thing.
I know you're attached to the Snapchat thing, but relax.
No, I'm going
to
give it a name. Watch, clear off, thanks. But yeah, literally now, someone just posted like a picture of someone passed. And I was like, oh, you never know what to say, innit? So I said, yo, AI, what can I say to someone that's just passed?
Zero conscience.
I'm here if you need anything. I never would have thought of that.
Fam, you are horrendous. You're horrendous. Man got no morals, you know. Man could have just said, I'm sorry for your loss.
I didn't.
Done. No, man's there sitting there thinking, well, when you think about life and the power and the times that we have. And the public's thinking, man. That's deep. And it's not him.
The paragraph he gave me is deep. Serious.
Jesus, like, says, I would never thought of that. It's because you're not there for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the reason why, though.
Cold, you know. I mean, cold guy.
It's some AI feelings, nigga. There's artificial as fuck.
Has it?
Artificial ass.
Honestly, that's mad. That's wild. Yo, are you actually responding to our messages?
I'm the one saying the message first. Like, well, I'm always
my man's to ask like, you. My man's like, AI, what should I say?
Nah, I'm gonna do that though. I'm gonna hold a conversation with someone completely AI.
Hey, Jules, you from Concentrate, bro.
I can't believe this guy, you know.
It comes in handy, man. Comes in handy. You never been stumped? You never know what to say?
No? Just take your time, innit?
No, man. I never take my time.
Fam, all you have to see is if you get stumped, just say.
How is that a pause?
This goes back to that. You remember that 90 seconds?
How is that a pause?
That 90 second episode when he said, oh, yeah, 90 seconds is all good for me.
90 seconds of what? Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
90 seconds of what?
When you said 90 seconds is good.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
I must have been high or something. To be fair, I was a lot more tired back then. So more energy now. It's my exercise rings.
This.
Yeah, Apple Watches. But, ring today.
The AI thing is mad, and I feel like, as
I'm
Tim said,
I think HomePods.
Nah, man.
I'm going to get the electric switches. I've already got electric light bulbs.
Well, I got electric light bulbs. Yeah. Bluetooth light bulbs, you mean?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
No, but your artificial intelligence, whoever's control all of it. Oh, your Siri.
So what happens if you have AI? And I don't know. Like.
Is Alexa AI?
No.
No, you know, not you. They're incorporated into that.
You're probably like, okay, let's say someone's playing to the speaker at home. Their Amazon systems are going off crazy.
Yeah.
When you guys are saying, talking about Siri.
Yeah.
Siri's probably popping up, interrupting these podcasts right now and put someone's listening to it.
What happens when?
Because at the end of the day, law enforcement will be able to override everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say a man's running from the feds.
I'm not.
Locked in your house, homie.
You are locked down. You ain't getting out because they're just going to go, boom, okay, he's in the yard. We've locked him, we've got him.
But we've got him. Just don't break the law, fam.
No, but that's easier said than done for some people.
Depending on, okay, well, they shouldn't get AI then. They shouldn't get AI. I can get AI, I'm a law.
But think about it now as well. Imagine if you've got, like, all the time, wifey says to me, about cars that will drive themselves.
Mm.
Yeah? Now, I know they're doing it in some parts of Europe and America, innit?
Is she trying to get you a Tesla?
No. And do you know the reason why I wouldn't? No, I wouldn't get a Tesla, you know. Do you know why?
Fair, finish your first point.
I'll get back to the Tesla point. Imagine that if you, the driverless car thing, I'm kind of like,
I'm not on a driverless car.
Yeah.
I'm on a driverless house. Just make it do everything for me. Like, just the house that doesn't need me in it.
My point is, though, like, imagine you need to get somewhere in a certain time, and I'm not saying to speed. I'm not saying to break the speed limit. However, you need to get there with quick haste. You can't break that speed limit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not on the drive.
It's like, if it's... You see, guys like me, yo, I'm done. It's a wrap. Because you know I'm like a time.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm late. Oh, mate, cool.
Hold on. You're telling me that you're late all the time and you're still speeding? So you're speeding and you're late.
It means I'm you know what it means? I'm less late. You get me?
I thought you was cruising, that guy.
No. I'm less late.
I thought you listened to like Ice Cube, Good Day, and like, just chilling.
I remember one day, I was so late, when I used to work at Diffusion. One day, I was driving there, and my manager said to me, Adrian, if you're late again, you're going to have a disciplinary. I jumped in my car, almost drove 10 minutes down the road. Yo, I'm sick, you know, I can't come in. Just turned back around and went home. I said, either I drive there, I get disciplinary, or I just don't go. Yo, I'm sick. I ain't coming. Oh, cool.
What's your manager's name?
Say again.
What's your manager's name?
That's my brother, Chris.
Oh. And here he is.
What was on about, just about Tesla? Yeah. You see what them Teslas? Basically, one guy that works on cars, a client of mine, was saying to me that with those, their batteries, they cost like 10 grand. And they only last 10, like a certain amount, like 10 years. So it's the point that if you get one secondhand, because if you buy a car secondhand, you get me? Once that 10-year got the battery's done, and then you've got to pay another 10 grand to even replace it. Yeah. And then you got to look at the CPU and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I get it. They're trying to be environmentally friendly, but...
Sorry, let me interrupt you again. They're not environmentally friendly. The effect that they have with mining the different materials for the battery is more detriment to the
planet
than regular cars that we've got going.
Is that just at the moment or while it's still being developed, or is that just the case?
That's just the case because they're mining for the materials for the battery. You know what I mean? So it's like it's counterintuitive.
Yeah. So is that going to be a thing where like in 10 years time it'll be fine?
Depends what the AI do. If the AI find it, like mine it better.
Probably, yeah.
Could make it better, innit?
Less people drive into
even
that.
Even though I'm against AI.
I'm against it. I don't like AI.
What else are you against?
I'm against... I know it sounds weird, but I'm against... I know this is going to sound fully weird.
I just want to see where you go with it.
Self-scan in the supermarket.
Okay.
Because, don't get me wrong, sometimes it can help us with speed, but you're taking people's jobs. At the end of the day, let me finish. And it's a case that the amount of people, don't get me wrong, like the supermarket business, so to speak, has changed massively since self-scanners come in. Yo, I used to like that little interaction between me and Deirdre at the till. You get me? Whereas now it's one person dealing with all the tills and people are serving themselves. Say again.
You're not saving more.
No, same. It'd be the same. Because when I buy, I'll buy what I'm buying.
But you're scanning everything.
I'm scanning. But I want to talk. It's that human interaction with that woman sitting there on the till.
What if it's a dude?
I say, you're right. I have no combo with a man, you know.
I scan all the items as well, to be fair. Yeah. Nah, because I got that camera there, man. And you see the thing with the... I don't like self-scan because of that camera. And then not just the camera, but no one ever looks good on that camera.
Nah, they don't still. So it's a mad angle. Yeah. So imagine, like in your face like this.
Yeah, but it's kind of tilted forward as well.
Your forehead looks massive.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I might have. I can't remember, a long time ago. The camera's been around for a while. But literally, I don't want to get caught. Like, imagine you get caught stealing, like, a tin of beans, and that's the picture you put out. Like, yo, have you seen this man? It's like, kind of looks like juice, but swollen, like.
He thought it scanned, and the bag, the weight thing was off, and... No?
Stealing. I haven't stole in a while.
Sam, not too long.
In a while.
Eh?
Paper bags as well.
I bring my own bags.
I bring my own bags.
Yeah, I got so.
I'm grown now. You know, I do not leave the car without any bags.
I got so many bags, like Audi bags. Anyone needed it? I've got so many Audi bags.
Do you remember you never used to go to Audi?
Yeah, yeah, I never really used to do a big shop though. Now that I do with big shops myself.
Yeah.
I'm not honest enough to hit 3-4 bags and shit.
I'll just bring my own bags.
Nah, I bring
my own.
Bring a bag.
I bring them?
Yeah, from where?
Home.
Home?
Yeah, when I take them home, I use them for rubbish.
Nah, man.
Nah, you need the other one, the material bags.
The thick ones, man.
The bags for life. Yeah.
I got about five, six lives in my car.
Yeah.
Hey, just like Mario.
Literally, I got so many. Honestly, I got so many. I thought my cupboard needed cleaning, and I took out all the bags for life, and I got bare space in my cupboard. Yeah. It's crazy. It's a big cupboard, walking cupboard in it as well. I got scooters, lawnmower, everything in there, and the bags were taking up so much space, and I just stuffed them back in there this morning. But honestly, it feels wrong. I can't throw them away.
What might help is actually like folding them.
I've got. Bags for life, folded into bags for life. It's just
what
wild.
What kind of bags for life are we talking about? Are you talking about like as the plastic bags?
No, not plastic. The material.
The freezer ones as well.
Yeah. They don't really make them no more. I'm gonna start mine on eBay still for them freezer ones. Nah, cause they must be worth something. They were serious. They were serious. It was vintage and that. You get
ready. I was gonna ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Something random. Because something Tim just said. Did you watch Mario?
The film?
John Leguizamo was kicking off.
Is that person or food?
The man. John Leguizamo, man. Don't disrespect him. Come on.
I don't know this nigga. John Linguini, what?
John Leguizamo.
Who did he play?
Have you watched Spawn?
No.
Have you ever watched Romeo and Juliet?
A film called G.
Yeah. Nah. We've got Romeo and Juliet and the.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
John Leguizamo.
Him.
That's Thibault, isn't it?
You see him?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know his name.
He was in a sick movie called G as well.
He was kicking off because there were no Italian, people.
Italian-American.
Italian-American people in Mario the movie. Yeah.
That's fair.
And Chris Pratt, who's Star-Lord, was Mario. And his accent was rubbish, man. It was rubbish.
I haven't watched it.
Did you watch it?
I didn't think anything of it. I thought you were Mario.
I heard it before I went to the film.
I didn't even realise it was Chris Pratt.
I knew it was. And I was like, nah, I can hear parts where you don't sound like Mario.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a sticky one, because yeah, he's Italian, but it's made from a Japanese computer game.
Yeah.
But he's an Italian man from Brooklyn.
Nintendo, created him. So.
Plus, I'm not used to Mario having so many words, so I never noticed anything about the accent being off.
But
in the game, it's just like...
He doesn't have, a very Italian...
Did he even speak in the game?
He doesn't normally have a very Italian, Italian American.
But it would be Italian?
Some of the things are offensive, but it's very, very Italian.
Okay.
Italian, eh?
Yeah.
So what you said about it?
I was just saying, I think I understand what you're saying. And because I heard Chris Pratt's voice in the film, I wasn't fully sold.
But, it's also...
It's like Beyonce and Lion King, isn't it?
There we go. It's not just about the authenticity of it. It's about, we want to get someone big.
Yeah, I hear that. So
Hollywood, isn't it?
I hear that.
The Mario game came before the Mario story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I hear that.
I just think, it's Hollywood. It's just that's happened all the time, and I suppose someone's always going to be upset.
Actually, ain't been the right color yet.
True.
Yeah.
And they're kicking off now.
And they're kicking off because of Jada Pinkett thing on Netflix, right?
She has
a documentary on Netflix about Cleopatra and the darker characters for the Egyptians, and the current Egyptians are kicking off.
Yeah.
The ones that killed all the Egyptians, and then.
Oh, I think I saw something about that actually.
I saw that.
You know what? We say that people have been saying that they're accusing Disney of blackwashing all their characters.
Wait, what? Blackwashing?
Okay, let me ask you something now. Have you seen the trailer to that film?
Which one?
Yeah.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You seen the trailer?
How did you not know what you're talking about? Yeah. No, I haven't. I've seen the where she was singing in the water.
Okay.
Little clip.
DJ.
Ali.
Get a picture, Hayley? Yeah, Hayley? Of, is it Hailey Bailey?
Hailey Bailey.
Hailey Bailey, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Hailey.
Little Mermaid.
Hailey.
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 I'll call her Halle Berry.
I'll call
Hailey. Hailey, whatever. Hailey, Hailey, Hailey. Hailey, Hailey, Hailey. The only Hailey I know is from Western. Big up, big up.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
That's next level. Yeah. Now, find the guy who's acting as her father
Yo,
in the film.
Yo, I said the same thing.
You see what I'm saying? I know he's going to say it. Look at the geezer. Look at the geezer who's acting as her dad.
He's having a bardem. I said, what's this Spanish you doing?
No, you need to see the geezer that's acting as her dad.
Which one is
wait, wait, no. You need to see the geezer acting as the dad.
Pavio Bardem.
Is that him?
Wemys.
It's not like Linguini guy.
Pavio Bardem with a J.
That's the dad.
Him?
Yeah.
That's the dad.
Pavio Bardem, bro.
I'm like,
what's the mum look like?
That's what I was thinking. I had seen her.
You remember in Little Mermaid, the mum's not there.
The mum isn't there.
Wait, so that's the dad?
Yeah.
And they're both underwater? Like his underwater dad.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you.
But
coming from a background, I come from Miami. I've seen dads like that with daughters like that.
But what's the mum's like?
I was like, but what's the mum look like?
They're different kind of Hispanic.
Yeah.
Like they're a little bit darker, and the daughters come out not as dark as like a Afro Latino type thing, Latina, but just. Right on the cross.
To be fair, we don't really know, like,
because the mum was, because the mum was, I can't see the mum, I was like, hold on, that don't make sense.
But what's her name?
I was like, that don't make sense.
What's her name? Hallie. Yeah. How do we know that, like, at the start of the film, she's not, like, pale, but obviously she swims close to the surface, innit? So maybe she catches a tan halfway through the film, because this is just trailers, isn't it? It's just trailers, we don't really know what part of the film we've seen in the trailer. Obviously, when you swim close to the surface, you're going to catch up with little rays, isn't it? Like, well, them not in the depths.
When she's on the rock, she gets darker.
Yeah, because, they catch us on quick in it.
Yeah.
The
UV rays and that.
Pigmentation.
Yeah.
Hyperpigmentation, you know,
bro. Oh. I seen something about this film over there, actually. Something about Drake's the crab.
No,
I seen Drake's the crab.
It can't be.
Drake is not Sebastian.
No. I heard some voice. I don't think it was Drake.
Something said, yo, this. I think he said this film is about to do mad numbers with Halle Berry and Drake as the crab. And I remember watching, I was like, Drake's not the crab. But I didn't even, I'd scroll past it.
Drake's unless, not the crab. Drake can't be the crab. He's not.
It must be some joke about the accent or something.
It must be the accent. I've heard the accent. Yeah. It's not Drake.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, we've had many different variations of Drake, but I didn't think we were going to get, like, crustacean Drake. We've had Jamaican.
Drake
was in Ice Age.
Well, y'all
sleep. Drake was in Ice Age.
Nicki Minaj,
Queen
Latifah.
I know Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, Nicki Minaj. And
what was Drake doing?
I'm sure Drake was in that Ice Age too.
I don't know about Ice. I feel like he would have put it in the bar by now.
You know what? back at Asia Pro, it's about Pavio Bardem. I was thinking, yo, we could have got like a young Idris in there or something. Young Idris Elba.
To be the dad.
Yeah.
Drake was Ethan.
He's Ethan.
In
Ice Age.
Yeah.
I don't watch Ice Age, so...
Only...
I'm not shaming anyone who watches. I'm just saying
Ice Age was sick.
Not more of my franchise.
Ice Age was sick.
But I can't tell you the story or characters or anything like that.
Ice Age was alright still.
Yeah.
Savage Tutago was kind of bad.
Wait, Drake's Nigerian now, isn't it?
Ice Age.
Oh, yeah, he's now. He's now, isn't he?
Yeah. Ice Age what?
Or what's the next one? Madagascar.
Ooh. I said you're Madagascar.
No, Madagascar. Just for black people. Yeah. Yeah, that was a Wakanda before Wakanda. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be a deep.
You know why?
I said you're saying.
I said Ice Age because the lion was kind of soft, man.
In Madagascar?
Yeah.
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
It's kind of soft, man. I was just like, yo, fam. Like, you're a lion fan. Like, I felt like the dad. I was like, yo, fam. You're kind of letting down the side with all this dancing thing. Just go and eat up my man, innit? Yeah, my man just scratch his face off or something.
Lava.
You get me? But now you want to go do some dancing thing. I'm like, bro, you're letting the side down, man. Just
that's what, Madagascar?
Yeah, Madagascar.
That was a sick one. I can't remember how, I can't remember the story.
Movie. Yeah. All that thing there.
And what was...
I like Ice Age because of the guy with the acorn thing.
Yeah, he's a bad man as well still. Bad man still, yeah. No, the one with the patch, the eye patch thing. Yeah.
Oh, that one. Not Scrat, the next one with the eye patch.
I'm about Scrat, the guy, the little... Yeah. He always on a hunt for his little thing.
Yeah, the squirrel thing.
He's like the Ice Age Mr. Bean.
Yeah. I do like... What was it? What was the film I watched the other day? Ignore me. Coco.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, Coco.
Top three selected.
Yeah.
Fam.
Top three.
That's a bit of a reach there.
Yeah.
Fam.
It's a bit of a reach.
When Pollo Loco comes up.
Pollo Loco.
Pollo Loco.
I swear it was Noriega's name in a movie, a rap movie. Probably. Pollo Loco.
Probably would have been. Probably would have been films about death.
Yeah, it's the Mexican devil, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, it's a good film. I don't like top three though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. To reach
it. Soul's better than that.
I've watched
Soul touch my soul. That's same.
What's better than that? Lion King.
I know you're gonna say Lion King. That's what's the top three.
What else is better than that?
Top three Disney films.
Top three Disney. Lion King.
I've watched Coco multiple times.
Not
my daughter, no. I have.
What else? Top three movie.
Moana. Moana's up there as well.
Oh, Moana is hard. Moana is hard.
Lilo and Stitch was good. Lilo and Stitch was good, but I wouldn't say top three for me.
Monsters, Inc. as well.
Top three Disney movies.
Yeah.
Overall.
Can you choose a series?
Nah, it's got to be a film.
Just the films.
A certain one.
It's got to be a film.
Wait, no.
Aladdin's up there.
Hercules.
Aladdin's in my top three.
Hercules is good, but I think it's good, but I'll tell you what had the
You've got recency bias.
That's also true. But I'll tell you what has one of the best soundtracks. Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Phil Collins.
Tarzan was good.
You put Phil on.
That's why I don't think.
Phil did Cole, the right thing too, didn't he?
These lot are doing their research into what they're looking for. The top three.
Yeah.
I put Majority Elton. Nothing.
Was it Majority Elton? Okay.
I've been watching Encanto actually.
You're not missing anything.
I know the songs. Like the kids loved it. To be fair.
I know those songs.
Yeah.
Probably more than the actual.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Oh, yes.
Yo, have anyone watched Luca? You watched Luca?
Yes.
Half watched it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Water boiler, it comes out of water and tries to ride a bike.
Yeah.
I think Disney ain't really got no bad films, though, innit? But, you know, I watched Up the other day.
Yeah.
I watched it again. I watched that a few times. Overrated, you know.
You know what? You see that film Up?
I haven't watched it.
I thought it was amazing, but
I went to
the
cinema with my ex.
No.
I fell asleep halfway through the film.
I bet she was upset.
She was kicking off. Kicking off. I was just like, yo, I'm tired, innit? What's the problem?
I was almost like that.
You paid money for the cinema to go sleep?
No, it was free.
Can I tell you, on a real talk here, I watched a movie today.
Which one?
The Story of Tetris.
Have you watched it?
It's gangster.
Is that new?
Is it? Yeah.
The Story of
What's that?
Now, but you know what?
Gangster. It came from the Soviet
Union. I love Tetris.
I do love the game.
Bro, the story, I had it captivated.
But, you know what?
Is that Netflix or something?
Yeah.
No.
Apple TV.
Okay. I'm kind of like...
The Story of
Tetris. I'm going to sound like a hater. But I don't care. I'm getting sick here of all these things of telling me how they were made. It's like, I don't care.
Trust me.
You just have to watch
I don't care. It's like, make a new film. I'm like, I don't care about Tetris. Why? Because when I was like 10, I played it on the Game Boy. After that, I don't care.
I don't really watch the film. I wouldn't say I know you well, but I think...
Don't get me wrong. It might be a good film.
I think it's a fucking great
film. But... I just don't care.
Okay, I know what you're saying, because I watched Jordan.
I haven't watched it.
On Prime on the 12th of May, tomorrow.
I watched it in the cinema.
See, that as well. You see that? Everyone thought, Adrian, you love Jordan. You're gonna watch Air. I was like, Nah.
It's going to wait for it to come on stream.
Because for me, I kind of like see what Mike did.
Mm.
Mike's mentality, that winning killer instinct. Like, people don't understand, like, Mike was a killer to get his team to where they need to be. It's like, yo, if you ain't on my level, yeah, get out.
You watched The Last Dance, though?
Yeah.
And that air film isn't about Michael Jordan.
I listen to, I've got, it's an audio book, really, and I post it on Instagram all the time. It's a book called Relentless. Okay. And he was Mike's trainer. Mm. And it talks about him training Mike, Kobe, and Dwayne Wade.
Mm.
Now, when you hear the way that this trainer gets them three specifically to work and the way they think, Dogger is mad motivating. Your mindset is different for the day. And when you see that, all these geezers making money, I don't care, because that's not that's irrelevant to me. I just think about the person that's done it, that I think, yo, he's got something that can teach me something. And because I learned something from him, the guy that trained him, I want to learn who trained him. You see what I'm saying?
Pause for a second. To come back to Tetris, the movie.
Mm.
You see me, you know me.
Mm.
I'm a hustler, entrepreneur type thing. Once I caught wind of what it was taking for them to accomplish what they've accomplished, the entrepreneurship that happened behind it, the fucking negotiating, you know, the contracts that I've been getting recently with different things that I do, mm. I thought to myself, Jesus Christ. And they had to do it without the internet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, that's the motivation for me to even keep going with the internet.
So I hear that.
I'm looking at it from, obviously it's not athleticism.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's brain power.
Yeah.
Nah, I hear that.
Yeah. I hear that 100%. You know, I hear that 100%.
Yeah, because it's like, I watched on Netflix and it was, I don't really like run to stuff on Netflix, but.
You turn it on.
Yeah, but I don't usually turn it on. I don't usually turn it on.
You have it on TV, remember?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know,
when you got to your friends' house.
Yeah, nah, you know, like Stranger Things. And, like, that's how I watch Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
But, that's how I watched Stranger Things before I even knew about Stranger Things to get the reference. But anyway, yeah, like, literally, obviously, you got the athleticism, and like, obviously, Nick was watching the Tetris for the hustle and that. The Pornhub story. Literally, yo, did you see the documentary on Pornhub?
The documentary on Pornhub?
Yeah, on Netflix, I ran straight to that.
What was the
motivation. What? You know, it was like, yo, I want to see how was this made? You get me? I want to see the brains behind the brains, you get me what I'm saying? Like,
pat yourself on the back of that.
That one, double entendre, don't ask him how.
That's right, how.
It's like the part with Jay himself right now, you know.
Nah, literally, like. So I get what you're saying, like, relentless and all that. You get me? The story of Tetris, I just ran the Pornhub story, like, ran straight to
you
it.
You ran to that,
yeah. Like, yeah, I ran and the skinny like... got to the. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo.
Grab the oil on the way.
Yeah.
Kick the door open.
See, there wasn't really many, like, actors on there, though, to be fair.
Okay.
It was literally the brains. I ain't gonna lie. Okay, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I ran to it for the nastiness. But I learned so much, like, yo.
Jesus, like, oh, I didn't realize that.
I learned bare, like, I put the oil down. I went, yo, put the oil down, pick up a pen and pad. I was like, yo, hold on, you get me?
Pen's falling out, his hand slipping.
Straight to consumer. Like, yo, just
cut out the window. He's like, you know, I snapped that kind of night. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, yeah.
The AI saying juice
this again. Yeah. This again.
The AI is a PG as hell, man. I can't say nothing to the PG.
Juice, you're not gonna need that tonight.
Yeah.
This has been good.
Oh, gosh, man. Right.
So what we're saying. I think we're wrapping up, kind of. Unless you got anything quick fire, rapid fire.
Not really. The world's mad. COVID was crazy. And...
any music that you're listening to currently?
In terms of music, I've got to really listen to Omarion's new album. It came out last week, but I haven't fully delved into it.
R&B guy then, yeah?
Conway's got a new album as well.
I heard one song from that and it sounds hard. You know, before I forget, that's for the gym, that is.
Any UK artists
you're
listening to?
Ice Spice. No,
it's not UK.
Let's not start that.
Yeah, that's what caught me out. And I'm a fan, you know, I'm a fan of Ice Spice, to be fair.
You're a fan of her aesthetic or her music?
The aesthetic helps. But the Princess Diana song, like, it's actually a really good song.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said to us, yeah, just watch the video.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
Why didn't you watch it?
It was on Major Think.
I saw a lot of videos, especially because at one point the drums changing it from like the ding to like the 808s, and she starts like twerking and shaking and
wow.
And the line is she goes, "Ah, oh, I'm thick because I be eating oats." And I, but I touch me, I can relate to that bastard. Because no.
Origin, man.
No, that's why I'm thick. I'm thick because I've been eating oats. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, like, you're granola. Fam.
No, but the joke is, I'm being deadly serious. I'm about to. I ain't gonna lie, yo. Obviously, I've been struggling with like bloating and that for years. Yeah, like, you get me? So I cut out the bread, cut out the pasta and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And porridge agrees with me, you get me? Curry goal, lemon and ginger, whatever I sold. But obviously, I've still had the bloating. So I did one of those intolerance tests over there, innit? Yeah, month ago.
How'd it come back? Fam,
porridge oats are mashing me up.
Yeah.
98% intolerant.
98!
So I'm thick because I've been eating oats, fam. Like, I cut out the oats, lemon, ginger, goat meat, liver I don't eat anyway, milk I don't really eat. But I cut them all out and my body must have went into shock because 50 pounds, sent off a couple of beard hairs and that. My body must have went into shock because I cut out all those things that I literally eat all the time. 2 weeks, I had zero appetite, no appetite whatsoever. I was struggling to get down like a blueberries and Greek yogurt for 2 weeks. And then my appetite's come back about the last 2 weeks. I've just been eating, avoiding what I'm avoiding, but no bloat whatsoever, no discomfort. My stomach is blessed. So I don't know what. Crazy. I don't know what.
So fam, just 2 seconds. I'm not going to let you get off this. If you were to see Ice Spice tomorrow, are you going to say, I'm like you?
I feel like twins.
Twins. Twins.
Would they call you a munch?
If I could, you know. If she's going to like back up the words, and can't just call me a munch for no reason.
I know,
that's true. But, yeah. I relate to the bar. She keeps it real, you get me? Because she's chatting facts.
Okay. Facts.
Mm. And Nicki Minaj goes hard. And you know I love Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. King Bob. King Bob.
It's hard to be a Bob, to be fair. But I'm just a fan. Just a normal fan now. Tone it down. Just a fan.
Yeah, I've still got that picture of your face.
Like, the... you photoshopped.
As the Bob.
Yeah. Post it. It's up to you.
So.
Good
to be back.
Yeah, man.
But this is not the full episode.
We'll find snippets of this and put this out and let people know that it's coming back. Yeah, to be fair, after how today is going, I don't think it's going to take too long to get the ball up and rolling. Just a few slight tweaks, slight changes and that. It's just, you know, it's like a duck to water, innit? You know? Once you learn, you never forget how to ride a bike, innit?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, I shouldn't laugh. I think you put it in the group, you know, where it says about the preacher in some churches. It says, the man comes into
the
door.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm about, yeah. You're going to stand up and walk again. And he moves the blanket and the man ain't got no legs. Oh, yeah. To be fair, though, I ain't going to lie. He's like, get him out of here. I ain't going to lie, though. I thought he was going to get him to walk again the same way. I'm like, yo. Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. It's not
funny. Well, just for you at least. You know, just...
Oh, gosh, man. But yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Consistent.
We sort out the schedule.
And yeah, man. Like a duck to water, back on it. Saxon King, back again.
Juice English, back again.
No, you gotta say.
We never actually had a sign out. We never had a sign out.
If he has back again, you can have again. We're back.
Nah, that's dead. Sorry. No. But like literally, like
we're
gonna think of a sign off.
Okay, we're back outside.
We'll make a poll. Yeah.
When we get on the Insta.
Yeah.
See what our sign off should be.
Yeah.
And let the good people then decide.
But for now, peace.
Peace out.
See you next week, maybe to you know. subscribe.
Yeah, like, subscribe, share, you know how it goes. Post the reels, share the reels, and all them thing there. Bless.
Yeah. Oh, APS.
Big up APS. It's obviously, we had a room change.
We're in the spaceship now.
I mean,
stars, moon, spaceship gone.
Get me.
Stars, moon, spaceship gone.
Is that your?
Fam Maka.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Wolves. WV.
WV.
Sign off, yeah. That's great. Bless.